something interesting and what's really sad is the fact that we as black people have not really tapped our full potential. We are one of the largest consumers of goods and services. In fact, I was reading an article some years ago that stated that with the amount of money that African Americans earn, that they're willing to spend more of that earned money more than any other race on the planet. And it just struck me as very odd that we would be such consumers and not have the wisdom to be investors. And so from the time we're born to the time we die, we're being consumers, meaning we're making other people wealthy. And that is a very sad thing, and we don't stop and really think about us doing that. But that is actually the truth. The truth is that if you are African American, they want you to spend your money. That is why you have such a gap and a disparity between whites and blacks in terms of money, because they're not out there spending all their money the way you're spending it. And I'll be more specific with you of what I'm talking about. Consider this. This is the reason why, I guess a few of the reasons why you may not be as wealthy. And for those of you who are wealthy, I mean, you know, this may not apply to you. But for those individuals who are striving to become wealthy and trying to figure out why does wealth elude them, this is some of the reasons why. Because I know you work hard for your money. I know that as a common thought, you desire to do good with your money. I know that it's easier to say you're going to invest and say you're going to do certain things, but the temptation to do other things is always present. But you know, the reason why you may not be wealthy or even nowhere near being wealthy is because you're regularly and continually giving your money away to other people so that they can be wealthy and live a good life. I mean, and you'll end up living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, you know, think about it. Black people will buy the latest cars. They'll buy the biggest houses. They'll have full wardrobes. Even some of us now have gotten to the point where we get into all the high-tech gizmos and all that kind of stuff, all the bells and whistles and everything. And you'll never create the lifestyle that you really want by doing that. You'll have a lot of things, but those are all things that you have to pay for. You'll never create the lifestyle that you really want. Now, on the other hand, the flip side of that is the fact that the average white person is a compulsive saver. I mean, they're not out there. They don't care whether or not they have a $700 suit on or they drive a $100,000 car or whatever. They're out there making a living, living in situations that they can afford to live in. But the sad part about it is that African Americans, that, you know, we're not doing that at all. And we're not teaching that to our children. In other words, we're teaching them how to go out and buy those cars and I mean, this is so amazing, and I talk about this in one of the books, Building Generational Black Wealth, and I hate to keep harking on this because I seem to mention it every time I'm talking, but it's just so relevant, and that's that I cannot believe the amount, the number of African Americans who will allow their child to go out and buy a $50,000 car or truck and allow them to live at home with the parents. I don't understand the logic in that. I mean, it's a very bad value system that you allow your child to live at home and own a $50,000 car, a grown-up. Instead of saying to them, if they have that kind of money to spend on the car, they need to get out and start being productive in their life. And so you're allowing them to be a consumer, and that's not good for them. It's great for the people who own those companies, but it's horrible for you. So from the cradle to the grave, we're all taught to be consumers. And there is something we can do about it. We can make up our minds to be investors. I mean, think about this for a second. You have about $400 billion or something like that African Americans spend, according to certain statistics or whatever. But you know what? Imagine if you cut that in half and say everybody, all the African Americans decided that I'm going to cut my spending in half on those type of products and we're going to invest that. Imagine how much power that we would actually have as a people by having that type of investment power. In other words, you have, you know, $200 billion or whatever going into the stock market and us taking ownership of those types of situations, owning stock, building wealth. Then you wouldn't have such a gap, because what would happen is that you would eventually have money that you could pass down to your children you're teaching to do the same thing you're doing, which is to be an investor, not just a consumer, and they would in turn teach to their children, and all of a sudden, You've got this generational wealth that I always seem to talk about, but it seems to always elude black people. So it's just odd to me that we don't stop and realize that from the cradle to the grave, we're being taught to be consumers. In other words, listen to me. We're being taught, no, you're being taught, because I don't do it. I live for myself. If you're out there spending money on all these leasing, trying to have the latest car, the biggest house on the block, the full wardrobe, all that kind of stuff like that, you know what? You're making other people wealthy. You're being trained or conditioned to make other people wealthy who own those companies, and you'll get nothing in return. But you have a bunch of things that'll get outdated, basically, because certain clothes go out of style. Cars, they lose value when you drive them off the block. Houses can lose value. So, I mean, they can also appreciate in value, but I'm saying you don't necessarily have to have the biggest house in order to do that. And so it's just odd if you don't stop and think about it. You're being taught from the cradle to the grave to be a consumer, and you need to be from the cradle to the grave being an investor, because that is the only way to build wealth. But again, you know, we're talking about black people and money. And black people and money is an interesting thing. So, but understand this. You have the power at any given time to make good decisions with your money. You made good decisions with your life. You didn't get this far in your life by being stupid, okay? You're very smart. But you've got to realize that ownership is better than loanership, okay? Owning things is better than loaning it out, going out financing, doing all that stuff. It's time out for all that. It's time for us to take back ownership. But the only way we can do it is we got to deny ourselves some of the things that we want. In other words, I'm not saying go not buy a car, don't buy a house. I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying, you know, all things in moderation. And then that way you can have money to invest. In turn, have money that can be passed down to future heirs. And if you teach them the investment process and demand that they get it by not allowing your children to go out and buy these expensive cars and live at home and, you know, all this kind of foolishness. We just seem to do that. That is so insane. And because it ultimately prevents you from being wealthy, because you're still buying more groceries than you would and if they weren't there, and that's money you could be investing. So, you know, from the cradle to the grave, you know, we're being taught to be consumers. And in other words, from the cradle to the grave, we're being taught to make other people rich. Think about that.